After 4 years of civil war, the conflict had claimed over 630,000 lives. It was time to begin the long process toward peace and healing. We look back 150 years on the surrender of Lee at Appomattox on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day, for a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. It was April 9th, 1865. Generals Grant and Lee met in the McLean home in Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia, to draw up terms of surrender. Doyle Sapp, former chief of education at Appomattox Courthouse National Historical Park, says the terms were kind to the Confederate Army, even allowing the soldiers to retain some personal property.
There's some discussion about whether or not the Confederate artillerymen and cavalrymen can keep their own horses, because unlike the Federal Army, where the horses are government property, a lot of times Confederate soldiers would bring their own horses. And Grant said, well, he won't change the terms as written, but he will direct the people in charge of the surrender that if any soldier claims a horse or a mule, they can keep it so they can take them home for planting.
Although Lee's army must have been ready and willing to fight further, they accepted what had taken place.
Most of them are accepting of the fact that they're surrendering. If you were in the Army of Northern Virginia at that time and Robert E. Lee said that you're surrendering. That's how much they thought of Robert E. Lee.
Although we often consider Appomattox the end of the Civil War, it was just the end for Lee's army.
You can look at it as the beginning of the end. Three other Confederate field armies had to surrender. The terms that were offered to them were basically the same terms that were offered here at Appomattox Courthouse. Possibly you could look at it as the beginning of a very long, painful, contentious road to reconciliation, reunification, healing, peace.
Lee became president of Washington College, later renamed Washington and Lee University. He died in 1870 and is buried in Lexington, Virginia. Traveling the countryside in Appomattox Courthouse, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.